One of our challenges over the next couple of days is we have people who've come here from all over the world. Thank you very much for being here with all the snow and weather that has beset us here at the last minute. Actually, June Murai from Japan was caught in a snowstorm at Narita Airport in Japan, and so won't be able to join us till later today. And I'm sure that there will be people trickling in as well. We wanted to keep this this convocation as small and focused as possible to see if we could actually make some headway, and to remind you of the objectives that were set forth by the conference committee. We talked about wanting to identify opportunities for collaborative research to determine what the core research components of some of these opportunities might be, and use these sessions that we have today to begin a sort of a technology road mapping process that we hope to follow on with subsequent events leading out of here, which we'll share with you more on tomorrow. But so first I'd like to welcome you on behalf of MIT and the Auto ID Labs here at MIT, who's the host for this event. My name is Steve Miles. I'm a research engineer here at the lab and am the conference committee chair for this gathering. I'd like to just give you an overview of what's happening over the next couple of days so you can visualize the agenda, and then also thank some of the people who are here with us today without whom this event couldn't have happened. So I guess first to start with the thank yous. There's a conference committee that was very much created ad hoc, people who knew people who were leading researchers in this area. And out of that conference committee, there are half a dozen key contributors who are here who I'd like to acknowledge and maybe ask you to stand as I say your name so that people can see who you are. Because, again, these are good collaborators. These are people with whom we've established and begun to think of ways that we can work together. So Dr. Bill Hargrave from the University of Arkansas. Bill, are you here? And Dr. Giselle Bennett from Georgia Tech. Stay standing, because I'm going to ask everybody to applaud. Jean-Pierre Raymond, right? Jean-Pierre?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Rob Clark from MSU. Dr. Dimitris Kersitis from EPFL in Switzerland, and actually a non-academic, but who was the person who gets the credit for the idea of this convocation, Mark Roberti from RFID Journal. So this group of people has been very instrumental in putting together the speakers. Please acknowledge them. And then there's a second group that's really the core group of academic collaborators who had an equal share in putting this event together and who you will hear from today. Those of you who don't know them, again, we'd like to recognize them as a group. So Dr. Elgar Fleisch from the University of St. Gallen, and Duncan McFarland from Cambridge University, who's represented by Alan Thorne today. Is Alan here? Dr. June Murai of Keio, who is in a snowstorm but is represented by Shigeyu Suzuki. Dr. Hao Min of Fudan University. Dr. Peter Cole from the University of Adelaide. And Dr. Sang-guk Lee of the Information and Communications University in Korea, the latest addition to the Auto ID Labs family, together with John Williams, who's the director of the Auto ID Labs here at MIT. So a hand for... So this group has been working together now for several years, looking at ways to collaborate to meet some of the opportunities that result as that come from the adoption of RFID. And then finally, we have graduate students here at MIT who've been instrumental in putting this event together. Is Alki Deliciotis here? Alki may be out front, but she gets the credit for the logo, for the posters out front, and has organized a series of fun demonstrations of RFID technology at the MIT Museum tonight for the reception. And Sriram Krishnam on AV, doctoral candidate in the program here, together with Sivaram, whose last name I won't try to pronounce. and he's been the volunteer coordinator. So thank you very much to that group. So just briefly, the outline for the day. John Williams will introduce our keynote speaker. Following a break, we will then go into sort of this morning the horizontal technology session. So a session on the network technology related to RFID, a session on the tag technology, and a session on the RF and the utilization of RF as we look, out in the 10 years to come. And then in the afternoon, we move right into sort of industry applications for RFID focused around research areas that have been brought to the various labs around the world. So starting with anti-counterfeiting that is led by Dr. Elgar Fleisch, which is the flagship product or project for the Auto ID Labs collaboration. But then an initiative led by Alan at the University of Cambridge in aeronautics. For those of you who may not be familiar with this opportunity, Boeing and Airbus have decided to redesign their entire supply chain, more on the order of the on the model of the automotive industry, where they'll be able to exchange subassemblies. And there's a requirement for an active tag to go on those subassemblies, so that a Boeing shop might exchange a subassembly with an Airbus customer. And for that to occur, will clearly involve university research and aircraft parts manufacturers throughout the world, and will require a response from the academic community that's far more coordinated than what we've done in the past. And from aeronautics, we go into automotive, and then we're very privileged to have the vice president of Johnson & Johnson, who's put together with the EPC Global Healthcare Life Sciences Coordinator, a program or a session on healthcare to conclude the day. And then at 5 o'clock, we will move up to the MIT Museum for reception and a time to meet one another. And also, please take a chance to see the half a dozen demos which are there showing different applications for RFID. I believe one of which is an espresso machine which recognizes your taste in coffee by your cup, as I understand it. And then tomorrow we have a very extensive session in supply chain and then packaging. And after a light box lunch, we'll reconvene for applications for RFID beyond the supply chain, and then a concluding panel with some of the executives who are here. And part of the format of each of these sessions is to give academics no more than 10 minutes to talk about really what's key in our research, and then to get some feedback in each of the sessions, both from industry panelists and from the audience, as to the applicability, utility, and possible direction for that research. So are there any questions about the logistics? There was one question. Bathrooms are located that away. For lunch, we are going to walk to the other side of Mass Ave to the Student Center. And so we might try to do this through the buildings to stay dry. We'll see how the weather holds up. But if there are no questions about logistics at this time, I'd like to hand the convocation over to Professor John Williams, who's the director of the Auto ID Labs here at MIT.
Thanks very much. I want to welcome you all here to MIT on this kind of typical Boston day. I often wondered why MIT got so much research done until I moved here, and then I began to understand that in the winter you're basically locked in. There's nothing to do except research. So that's the explanation why MIT is pretty innovative. I'd like to thank Steve Miles especially for putting this on. Really, it's been his effort, along with the organizing committee. But he's done a tremendous amount, so I'd like to give a hand to Steve. Before I welcome our first speaker, I'd like to just remind you, I think, how important this is, that in the Auto ID Labs, this consortium of seven labs, we got together as a consortium with the goal of architecting the Internet of Things. And when you talk about the Internet of Things, it's really an infrastructure that's going to have to last 100 years. If you think about the railway system, the power system, our water supply systems. These are infrastructures that support society and are going to have to last. I worry that about this infrastructure, that we need to think seriously about it, that it's not just fast-moving consumer goods, it's going to be knowing what something is, where it is, when it's there, and why it's there. And this is going to be tremendously important, that we future-proof this architecture. And I think that's the goal of this convocation, is for us to identify the research that's necessary so that this infrastructure will survive. So I think it's tremendously important that we think about that, that this it's a global infrastructure. It's cross countries, cross boundaries. It's going to be incredibly difficult to do that. So we're very fortunate today to have one of the founders of RFID, Professor Sanjay Sharma here, who's going to tell us about research in RFID. So I'd like to welcome him and welcome you all to MIT.